Please, God. How wonderful this week has been. Pastor Eddie said it for us that the week went so fast. This can hardly believe it. Hardly believe we had the wonderful work. Oh, God. What a tremendous time. Sunshine every day. Could have said, we didn't sing that song, we could have sung, there's sunshine in my soul every day. Is there? How we rejoice in it. We have so many things to thank you for today. I thank you for coming. If you weren't here, what would we do? I'm glad they came. Praise God. Wonderful. And you're such good listeners. And you're good smilers. Wow. Makes you feel good. You gotta preach, you know, the Lord told Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. You know, the Lord knew people better than anybody else. He created them and he knew that they would wrinkle brows and frown at them and do all manner of evil against them. You know, you're preaching, what did I say? But you're a smiler. And you're easy to preach to. It's a wonderful thing to preach to you and be here. And you guys are such good singers. Wow. Lois said to me, she said, you know, I'm singing better than I've ever sung before. I have to understand that since she was a little girl, she was always playing piano for her daddy and for me in our churches. And so she didn't do a lot of singing along. She just played the piano. So now these last years she's been singing. And on the way, she said, I don't know what I'll do if I'll be able to sing. But she said a couple times, now, boy, I'm really singing better. My voice is getting stronger. Getting all those frogs and all that stuff out of there. Don't ask her for soul a moment. I better be careful, she'll probably be here. But we thank you because you've been so kind and so thoughtful and so helpful. I'm really so thankful for all the beauty of the camp, Tom and Mary and everyone else that are on the staff. You do such a great job of making everything look so good. Accommodations have been so good. Cooking has been out of sight. It's been great. And wouldn't be remiss in not thanking you for your love offerings. I'm so thankful for your kindness and generousness. And I I want to thank you for Pastor Eddie. I just love it, the way he leads our services. He guides us in worship. That's what it is. You know, they're worship leaders, and they sing for us, but Brother Eddie leads us in worship and becomes a worshiper at the same time and helps us with all these songs and what verses that we can't find in the book, he remembers them and he can sing them for us. And you know, that's the advantage of knowing all those songs. You get extra solos. An unsolicited solo, I'm going to sing this verse for you that I'm teaming. But I just think he does it so well. And it makes me so proud of him. And Sue and their whole family. What wonderful leadership this camp has and the church has. I was in The Hague a couple times this week, down on Highway 8 over towards Lake George. And I was waiting for Lois. And I was thinking about camp, and I was looking at a book that was on one of the old great tourist attractions on Lake George. And I only had a few moments to look at it, but I looked at the end of the book, and it had a little poem by the person who had written the book. And she wrote these words. She said, "There are good ships, and there are wood ships, and there are ships that sail the seas, but the best of all ships are friendships, and may they always be." And I thought, how neat that is. That's what we've been enjoying all this week. Friendships, old friendships, new friendships, newer friendships. And the wonderful thing about being able to be here with you is that you add so much to our lives. When we go home, we talk about this one or that one, names and faces that we remember, and we say, "Man, wasn't it great? And did you hear that testimony?" And she'll say, "Well, we missed a good testimony this afternoon. There were some good testimonies. We've been so blessed, so it's up to her to remember those that I missed." But testimonies lift you and bless you, and they're always encouragement, and you find out where people have come from and where they are now and where they're going. And those friendships add so much. And then it's great. I think one of the great things that Lois and I enjoy about coming here is it helps us to add new names to our prayer list. It's great. And, you know, if I forget one on the prayer list that she knows I usually pray for, she'll say, "We forgot to pray for so-and-so." Back we go. Pray again. And it enhances your prayer life. And again, when you get done with devotions together, then you say, "Man, boy, wouldn't it be good to see you?" So for these last few months, we've been saying, "Wouldn't it be great to see all those good folks? See them again and hear them sing and hear them pray. And hear the volumes of praise." Hasn't the praise been wonderful?
Yes.
Not according to book or any direction. It's just the Holy Spirit igniting praise within our hearts. And I love that. I love that. And the Lord loves that. And we're all blessed by it, aren't we? Let's bow in prayer. Ask the Lord to bless us together. As we give Him thanks for mercies again. Lord, today You've brought new mercies to us. And we give You such praise, the greatest, the best praise that we can offer and render of a surrendered life and of a heart and voice and a mouth and lips that sing Your praises and shout Your praises. We thank You that You enable us and empower us, and You indict in our hearts that praise. You bring it to us. You initiate prayer and praise. And we thank You tonight for these wonderful times around the table of Your Word.
Yes, sir.
Singing the songs of Zion, joying and rejoicing in You, lifting our voices in gladness of song and praise. Lord, we pray that You'll make us the same way when we go our way and we're in our home church. Help us to be praisers and to bless and to lift others, Lord. We thank You for the power of Your Word to work in us. We thank You, Lord, for what Your Bible tells us of Your love and grace and power, of Your mighty workings, of Your providence, of Your sovereignty. Lord, there's so many wonderful truths. Help us to hide them in our hearts. Let them bear fruit in our lives in days that are before us, Lord. Let Your Word again speak to us tonight. Let it be the talking book to us. And talk to us again tonight about Jesus and His wonderful love.
Yes.
We pray in His name and for His glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.